and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmakers brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 10th of March, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by ESU Director of Choral Activities, Dr. Josh Donaldson. We've got a big event coming up here, big festival event here in just a couple of days. Josh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here on an early Monday morning.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this upcoming festival. So thank you.
Well, it's called She Sings Women in Music Festivals. I have to ask, what made this the right time to bring this together and to debut this coming up Wednesday, the way it sounds?
So that's a really great question, actually. So this is something I've been really interested in and starting at ESU for quite a while now. Something I noticed was that in the kind of tri-state area, we don't have any kind of women in music festivals. A lot of universities across the country, they usually do some kind of big women's festival, and there isn't anything like that really happening in our area. And so the reason I came up with it is because I wanted our students to have the opportunity to interact with women in the music profession who are operating at like national and international levels. That way they can kind of network with these people, but also they can kind of pick their brains and kind of understand the barriers that they have faced in getting where they're at, especially because education, especially music education, is very male-dominated. And shockingly to me, because every choir I know always struggles to find tenors and basses for their choirs. And so even despite that, it is still a heavily male-dominated field. And so we have so many women in the choral program, especially, who are future educators, who are future music educators, and I just really wanted them to have that opportunity to kind of, talk with these women and get an idea and get a sense of what they did to kind of become successful, become nationally and internationally known, and just have a chance, to pick their brains.
Well, yeah, plenty of opportunities to do that. You have got a lot of talent coming in and a full day. Let's line up how things are going to be working here this Wednesday, Josh.
Yeah, so it is definitely a full-day event. So we have basically what's like a conference during the day from 8:30 to 5 p.m. And we invited 8 total artists, I think. And so during the day, we basically have 2 sessions every hour for people to choose from, to go to learn from, all the way up until 4 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock is when we do our roundtable Q&A, where all of our guest artists will be, there to answer questions, no matter how big or how small those questions might be. And then, we have our closing concert at 7 o'clock at the Granada Theater. And so that concert is going to feature music by the women who were invited that day, as well as music by other women. And then we're also featuring our headliner, Maura Smiley. She's going to be performing on the second half of the concert, and then as well as Madison King, who is an opera singer. She's going to be performing on the first half of the concert. And so we have quite a day planned.
Yes, indeed.
You're not kidding. And one of the things, too, you know, I think a lot of folks here in the community are going to focus on the concert, and understandably so. But, you know, one of the things here about the conference that I see that's striking is this is going to really, I guess, introduce those attending to, you know, women in different roles when it comes to music, whether it's as composers. We're starting to see a few more across the country and across the world there as performers. And one of the things, too, that I see is as music entrepreneurs.
Yeah, so that was one of the big things as me and a couple of colleagues were thinking about who we wanted to invite, was we didn't want them to just be, oh, we're only going to invite composers, or we're only inviting performers. We wanted to make sure that we kind of had a wide gamut of people in the music industry, just because the industry is so big, and especially for our students, some aren't interested in composing, and some aren't interested in performance. And so that way they had the opportunity to interact with them. You know, because like Maura Smiley, she does so much. I mean, she uses her music for humanitarian efforts. Likewise, and she's also a performer. Melissa Dunphy, she is a composer, choral composer, and she's almost, I would say, strictly uses her music as a vehicle for social change. And then like people like Jasmine Fripp, who I am so excited for my students to go to her session. She is a Grammy-nominated music educator, and I have been to a few of her sessions at the national level, at national conferences, and she is such an amazing educator, and she specifically focuses on, like, incorporating hip-hop into music programs, into the educational system, and so she's just a wonderful example of, like, how we can meet our students with what their interests are, and kind of where their music is, because not everybody's going to say, oh, I love Mozart, and that resonates with me, you know? Some people are in the choral program who maybe only exclusively listen to popular music, and so she just does amazing things to kind of see where youths are at, and then incorporate that into her classroom. And so her session is so dynamic, and I cannot wait for my students to learn from her. And then people like Madison King, she actually is one of my friends. We went to grad school together, and she had been an opera singer. And so she has run the gamut of being a young artist and young artist competitions. She has been in full-fledged opera companies. She's now the director at an opera company. And so likewise for people to get to pick her brain and just get to see her perform. We just tried to really run the gamut of different professions at this festival.
Yeah, and Maura Smiley, your composer and singer, she's got quite a track record and very talented. And tell us how this will work as far as the sessions go on campus, and is there a cost for this, Josh?
Yeah, so people have basically two options for this festival. If they want to, what we're calling the conference package, so that's $75, and that gets people into the conference for the full day, as well as the concert that evening. And if people aren't interested and they just want to go to the concert at the Granada, there are tickets for that, which is just $25. And so they can come and just enjoy the concert and the music by ESU Music Ensembles, and then, Madison King, Maura Smiley, and, local band Weta Skirts. And so they have the opportunity to kind of pick what they're more interested in. We wanted to make sure to have that option because, likewise, for those sessions are very niche for people who are interested in the music profession. And so we knew that they're going to be people who just want to enjoy the music and the fruits of all of their labor without wanting to go and do all those interest sessions. So the conference itself is held on campus. It's in Beach Music Hall. And so everything's right there on the first floor in our rotunda. So nobody has to walk very far to go from session to session. They can bop around depending on who they're interested in. That night, the concert starts at 7 p.m. at the Granada Theater. Doors will open at 6:30 p.m. And that first half of the concert is what we're calling basically our classical half. And so you're going to see ESC music ensembles. You're going to see the choirs perform. You're going to see the flute ensemble, clarinet ensemble, and then Madison King will perform a set as well. And then the second half is our contemporary half, where Wita Skirts is going to open up for us, and then Morris Smiley is going to close the concert.
Well, I tell you what, Josh, you really sound not only excited about who's coming, but you really sound excited about this entire conference. And I'm going to pick your brain. I know this is totally unfair because this is coming on Wednesday, but I'm assuming that you're already maybe starting to plan for 2026.
Oh, we are, definitely. I am incredibly excited about this. I love, you know, at my core, I am an educator. And so I love giving my students opportunities to learn from people, especially people at the national, international level. Not every student has the money to travel to our national conferences, to travel to our state conferences, because, you know, just registration for those will be $300-$400, not including all of the travel costs that entail. So, you know, if our students wanted to go to a state music festival or music conference, it's going to range somewhere between $700 to $1,000. And then to go to our national conference, it's going to be well over $1,000 with all costs included. And so I understand that our students don't have that ability. So to be able to bring these amazing talents into ESU to give our students the opportunity, the same opportunities that they're going to have at state and national conferences, I think is a really big deal. And I'm very excited about that. And like you said, we are already planning for next year. Women, as you can maybe imagine, they get booked up really quickly because it is again, male-dominated field. And so when people are doing festivals like this, a lot of the big names especially are being pulled in every direction. And so for this current one, there were so many who were like, I'm booked 2 years out, so I could see it in 2027. And I was like, okay, well, we need something for 2025. So we have already been booking some artists for next year. Specifically, we have a piano performer who we're really excited about. She hasn't confirmed yet, so I don't want to give any details. But yeah, we've already started that. We've started applying for grants already. To help fund this, because that was the other big thing, is this is also a cost, issue for us in terms of raising money. So we've had some really generous donors from the local community help us out. And so we're trying to kind of ease that burden on people by applying for grants for next year. So we've already applied for a couple, and we're hoping to get some positive news from them. We are well underway for next year already.
Well, a robust event is set to go this Wednesday on the campus of Emporia State, climaxing with a big concert at the Granada Theater coming up on Wednesday evening. Public indeed is invited, but a great opportunity for all, including students up at ESU, to really get some great insight into all kinds of aspects of composing and educating and singing, all kinds of stuff going on here. Josh, looks like you got a great lineup. I hope things go well Wednesday.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time and having the chance to talk about it with you all.
We appreciate it, Josh. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Dr. Josh Donaldson, Director of Choral Activities at Emporia State. It's called She Sings, Women in Music Festival, this Wednesday at ESU and then the Granada Theater.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, you can't this week because we're all full. So our first available date actually is on the 18th, a week from tomorrow. And if you want that one or others next week or others later in the month, call us at 620-342-1400 or email us at kvue@kvue.com. We'll have organizers of The Wall That Heals, local appearance coming up in August, as our Newsmaker guests tomorrow morning.
And our primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette. Again, trusted news since 1895. It is 7:33, 44 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Listen up, folks, because I've got a real important question for you. Would you go to a chiropractor to get a haircut? I don't think so. Then why would you go to an office supply store to get